to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio,
is about to commence.
Yeah, come on to North State and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 AM. If you're talking about it, we talk about it right here. Your community talk radio station. How are you? Good morning. Monday, Veterans Day, November the 11th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Craig. Craig's first one in. Is anybody else surprised to find that they are picking up garbage on Veterans Day? I thought this was a holiday, but obviously it's not, because the city offices are open, but the counties are closed. The banks are closed. I think the feds are closed. They've just got it seems like new rules, Bad Bob.
I know.
Or were these here last year?
I don't know.
Rob is open. Yeah. The theater. Okay. I expect the theater's open. Mm-hmm. But commercial, most retail stores open, most banks closed, schools closed, no delivery of mail. All offices, courts, county, state, and federal offices closed. City of Reading offices open.
Depends on how good your union is, I guess.
But for some reason, I saw, and last night, this was the humorous thing, I guess, or the show's just where I am at in life. I see people putting out their garbage cans, and I go, they don't realize tomorrow's a holiday. And then as I stood there in the morning looking out the window of my house, and I'm drinking my cup of coffee, here comes the trash guys. Well, so this week we eat out. Hey. Let's start off. I believe Patrick Jones is going to be in here this morning for a while. Then we're going to have a number of veterans that's going to be showing in, because it's Veterans Day. It's a time that we salute our veterans. And we're having a variety of veterans kind of rolling through here before everybody heads up to the Northern California Veterans Cemetery to talk about, to have the ceremony up there on Veterans Day. But let's start off with our friends over at our Wells Fargo Advisors and Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 21 points today at 15,783. The S&P 500 is positive 1 at 1772. And the NASDAQ is up fractionally at 3920. Active stocks this morning include Viro Pharma, which is up $10.05 at 49.43, and Bank of America up 4 cents at 14.36. Stocks of local interest, North Valley Bank is unchanged at $19.09, and Pepsi is up 24 cents at $86.09. The bond market is closed today. Commodity markets, gold is trading down $2.70 at $1,281.90. Silver is up one penny at $21.33, and crude oil is down 2 cents at $94.58. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, Kathy, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 right here on KCNR. Give them a call. 530-243-7561. I say this because these are people that are following the stock markets. They're tuned in to everything that's happening. I haven't ever asked them a question. I just pop questions in there so often. Like, what's this stock doing? Who's this? And they've always had the information, and beyond the information, they understood what was going on. Our friends are Wells Fargo Advisors. Again, 243-7561. And their offices are located on Park Marina Drive. Okay, let's take a quick break. We'll come back. I want to talk, I talk some things that happened this weekend and a number of other things that happened. But what's the weather like today? Did we even start with weather?
We did not start with the weather, sir. You were on a roll, as they say.
Yeah, I was watching the garbage trucks go by with my garbage can standing, sitting next to me as I'm waving at the drivers. They're waving back,
Veterans Day will be mostly sunny, a high near 75, north winds 5 to 7 miles an hour. Tonight's little chance of showers after 10, and then 40 in the low. which they don't bother giving. Tuesday will be chance of showers, a high again near 70. Right now we still have 39 degrees in Reading, and this report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Chuck Kenny, remember, it's locally owned, family operated, discounts for seniors and veterans. Okay, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. Or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, State Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
Miller Collision Center is celebrating their 30th anniversary, including 5 years at their current location on the corner of Airport Road and Charlam Drive. As an auto repair shop, the Miller Collision Center standard is perfection. They offer every customer the best in quality collision repair. Located 1 mile south of Highway 44 on Airport Road in Charland Drive, just past the Burrito Bandito. Give them a call at 222-2900 or stop on by Miller Collision Center, again at the corner of Airport Road in Charland Drive in Reading.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free bakery mixes. If you're new to gluten-free or it's been your lifestyle for years, we're here to help. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, and muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes. Let us help bring joy to your kitchen this season. Find us locally at Orchard Nutrition, Tops Market, or Kent's Meat, or online at AmazingFoodsForLife.com.
There's no great secret to selling cars. You just give people what they want. A fair price, excellent service, and treat them with respect. Don Boss was quoted a price on a Nissan Murano from a Sacramento dealer, and Crown met the price. Don says, I got a beautiful Nissan at the price I wanted and was treated well. When it comes to customer service, I give Crown a 10. It doesn't get any better than that. Thanks, Don. Come see us today or visit us online at CrownMotorsReading.com.
Hey, football fans, Nate Abarea here. It's that time of the year. The helmets are strapped, the lights are on, and high school football is back on your radio. We'll be bringing you local gridiron action all season long with live game broadcasts from all around the North State. It's Friday Night Football right here on KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County and Reading's new home for high school football.
Where the grapes of wrath are stored, he hath loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning. November the 11th. It used to be Armistice Day, and now it's Veterans Day. Today, out at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery at about 5 to 11. They're going to start the ceremony out there. Get out there early. Get there around 10:30 so you can get a seat. So you can get out there before the ceremony starts. The laying of wreaths out there on the different services, guest speakers, music, flyover. It's going to be a wonderful event out there. And then there's a number, you know, of stores today on Veterans Day. There's a lot of places that you check online, see where you can where you can eat at a reduced price if you're a veteran or eat free. Or you get things off from, you know, 10% off, 10% off that. But at Famous Dave's Barbecue, the one in the Trader Joe's Shopping Center, from 11 a.m., which is the time the armistice was sound, you know, was signed for ending World War One, from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. today, veterans can go in and they can have a meal at the Redding, California location. They've partnered with the Vietnam Veterans of America to help raise funds for the monument, honoring the Vietnam veterans to be sited at the Northern California's Veterans Cemetery. This isn't going to some place, some national organization. This is going to our own organization here in town that's building a memorial to to commemorate the Vietnam War and our Vietnam veterans out there. So today you're coming in, and it's two different types of meat, ranging from St. Louis style spare ribs, Georgia chopped pork, sausage, rib tips, chicken wings, you name it, they've got it. But you've just got to be able to do is just show that you're a veteran. Now, if you can't make it, but you want to make a donation to the Vietnam Veterans Monument, give Eddie McAllister a call at 530-524-7504. So, big thing is getting out there for the ceremony. Now, this weekend, two things happened. And I think it's interesting, at least on what I saw happen. I helped teach a concealed carry class, women's only class, ladies only class. And there were 17 ladies in this class. And the interesting thing is in it was that when they went around and introduced themselves, out of say the 17 that were in there, at least 14 of them mentioned specifically, I am getting my concealed carry permit because I have fear. I'm either living in the country, I'm living in town, my husband's away, I travel. There's a number of reasons, but they all came around back to they'd seen what's happening over the last 3 or 4 years, and they've got a great deal of concern. My question is that these ladies are a microcosm of everything around here. They are from economic, social groups, so, and they live in different spots in Palo Cedro, live here, live, you know, down in Anderson, Anderson, Cottonwood, and these areas. But they all had something in common. There was this fear of what's happening in our society with criminals and crime. And they also had a concern if they couldn't get their permit. Now, it may, the chance of that happening may be taken away at some point. Well, and this is my answer to that. The one who issues the permit is the sheriff. And the election, this is election year, you need to ask the sheriff the direct question of, are you going to allow concealed carry permits? Are you going to keep the same rules as you have now? And I don't know how many candidates there are or anything, but that question should be asked directly to them and make them answer them. Don't come up with I think that. No. You make them answer the question. I was amazed. I could remember hearing classes saying, well, I want to learn how to handle a weapon better. I think that, It wasn't the outright people saying, you know what, I don't like what's happening around me, and I don't think the police are going to be there. I know the sheriff can't be there to protect me. And this, not that they don't have great people in the police department, sheriff's department, it just takes time because we don't have enough of them. So I found it really interesting that many of them had the same reason. And then when you talk to the other ones later on, that was in there too. They were, talking about what the core reasons were to take a course. And by the way, robbers, crooks, felons, probably about 85% of the women that took this course shot 100% at the end. And the other ones might have been off one round. So out of 20, some got 19. The rest got 20. And these were targets that were ranging out to 15 yards with a pistol. So they know how to shoot. Don't bother them. We'll be right back.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction. Contact us today for your yearly marksmanship review and zero training for your rifle. One Low Price provides a private curriculum for up to 4 shooters. This is great training for that junior hunter or an entire family. Don't miss that once-in-a-lifetime shot because you failed to prepare. Call NorCal Firearms Instruction today at 999-1822 or visit us on the web at www.norcalfi.com to schedule your marksmanship training. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times, but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck, he asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Redding, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There's a feeling, comes a stealing, and it sets my brain a reeling when I'm listening.
Welcome back to
music.
Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Is that George M. Cohan?
That is Gene Kelly.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, from okay. World War II.
Okay, hey, 7:25 in the morning here on Veterans Day, right here in River City. Carl Linda's gathering up people to come rolling in here about 9 o'clock for a bunch of, recording sessions. 605-4567 is our number, and we're streaming live at KCNR 1460. The, Marine Corps Ball, last night. Almost 300 people there. And at Wind River, I can't say enough about the support that Wind River gave it. And Mike Gutierrez and, Ray John was the MC. Our guest of honor was a 92 years old fighter pilot in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam, and retired from the Marine Corps. He'd been offered Brigadier General, but his wife was ill, and he turned down the promotion so he could take care of his wife.
Mm.
Heard an interesting story this morning that the three of the last four survivors of the Doolittle Raid were at the Air Force Museum in Dayton and broke open a bottle of cognac that had been given to Jimmy Doolittle and raised a final toast. I thought that was
amazing. they've been having their reunion every year since the after the war for the Doolittle Raiders, because that was the first raid into Japan, you know, proper. And they launched B-25s, specially designed B-25s off of carriers. And I think it was 12 planes that went over and bombed Japan. This is something that, they never expected that to happen. When it did, some of them made it because they didn't have enough fuel. So, they were going to try and make it to China. Well, all of them, most of them crashed or they did land in outlying fields. But then when they've been having these reunions, they're down to, like you said, their last four.
Yeah.
So then they were going to open this, the bottle of cognac and that final toast. Because every year when somebody didn't show up, they would take their goblet. They all had silver goblets and turn them upside down.
It was,
last night, our guest of honor, what a wonderful guy, talked about his time in combat. He flew with James Sweat, who was one of our local guys here who had received the Medal of Honor. And he's 92 years old and just as active as you can possibly imagine. Then in the Marine Corps for the birthday, in our birthday celebration, we cut the birthday cake, and the oldest Marine hands that piece of cake down to the youngest Marine there. The oldest Marine there hands it to the youngest Marine. And to show how, we pass on knowledge and experience and acting as mentors to our younger Marines. The oldest Marine was 100 years old.
Wow.
The youngest Marine.
Wow.
18. The oldest Marine, 100 years old. The youngest Marine, 18, just graduated from boot camp. Can you believe that? You should have seen that. That was a wonderful event. Anyway, the whole event, like I said, Mike Gutierrez, Bill Phelan, Bob McIntosh, Dick Fighton. I mean, and there's several. I don't mean to leave anybody out, but it was a wonderful event. Do you remember the Stand Your Ground law that played such a big part in the Florida between Zimmerman and
Trayvon Martin.
And Trayvon Martin. Even though it was not used during the trial, Stand Your Ground, a lot of people don't realize Stand Your Ground was not part of the defense there.
Mm-hmm.
It was, he had been assaulted and was in fear of his life. But because of what had happened, they use it as an excuse, because what does Rahm Emanuel say? Is never let a crisis go to waste, a good crisis go to waste. So they tried to repeal the Stand Your Ground law in Florida. Didn't even get it out of the Judiciary Committee. It was, I think the word soundly defeated. So Stand Your Law, Stand Your Ground law is still in the state of Florida.
Mm-hmm. Now California has castle defense. If you're outside your house, you're expected to make every effort to flee the situation. Am I correct on that?
Yes, that's what you teach. If you're in a situation where you're trapped, and then you can use reasonable force up and to, including deadly force to protect yourself. Reasonable force. In other words, the guy's 25 yards away from you and you're inside your house and he said, I'm going to kill you, and he's got a pitchfork. You can't walk outside and shoot him. But if he kicked in your door, he's got a pitchfork in his hand, then you can reasonably assume he's going to kill you, and you can defend yourself with the amount of reasonable force up into including deadly force
sort of
to protect yourself.
Clear and present danger sort of thing.
Yeah, but and it's different in a different situation. So, but the big thing you want to do is evade it, escape it. You don't want to, if you have to fight, you fight. But what you try to do is avoid it, of course.
Mm-hmm.
You don't walk down a certain street. You don't pull into a grass. This is one of the questions we asked. I said, how many of you have used escape, how many of you have escaped from a situation? Mm-hmm. Not too many of the ladies raised their hand. And then the question was this: how many times have you gone by a gas station at night and you're going to pull in there, but then you just didn't look like the way it looked, and you went down to the next one? That's escaping this situation. You are avoiding a possible bad situation. Your body, through thousands of years of genetics, and you're here because of natural selection, your body and your mind are going to tell you something. If you feel like something's not right, or something is, gosh, you know, I don't feel good about this, listen to yourself and avoid it. We'll be right back.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, folks. I'm Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Spring Water. Did you know our spring water originates from glaciers high atop Mount Shasta? As they melt, the water flows through miles of volcanic rock to our springs at the base of the mountain. Pure and natural. Mount Shasta Spring Water is naturally the best and the official water of the United States of America. Give us a call today and ask about our special introductory offer. 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. I highly recommend it.
Guy with his head held high, take a look at his navy wings. Neath the coat of blue beats a heart that's true to the tone of those navy wings. And as long as he flies above the sea, in our hearts a hope still clings. May he never cease to fly in peace on his mighty navy wings.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. And of course, it's Veterans Day, November 11th. Good morning. 39 degrees out there. You know, head on down to Tobacco and Brew. What can I say? Espresso Joe's is there with the coffee for you. Warm the cockles of your little heart with that. And veterans always get discounts, not only on Veterans Day, but every day down there. And of course, walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Right there. By the way, Espresso Joe's has got all that great holiday coffee. It's got that pumpkin latte for all you tough Marines. And, I like pumpkin latte. And, you know, it's just a great place to go. They do so much. They do so much for our veterans and our community at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Good morning, Barbara Harrison.
Good morning, Carl Bart.
Okay, let me try again. Oh, you come on, Bob. Quit acting like she's 12 feet away. She's right there. You were on the computer going, tick, 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 tick. Good morning, Barbara Harrison.
Good morning, Carl Bott. How are you?
I'm fine. And you were here for?
I'm cold.
No, you're a hottie, really.
39 degrees.
39 degrees. Yeah. Well, you know, that's when we get into our Alliance Heating and Air group here.
There you go.
Oh, I tell you, they're so good. Okay, you have got something that you want to tell people about.
Well, yes, we're having a kind of a one-day fundraiser.
And it's going to be at O'Leary's. Then it goes from 11 o'clock in the morning till closing time. Anybody that goes in there and has lunch or dinner or snacks or drinks or whatever, 25%, including liquor, goes to Riverfront Playhouse. So we're pretty excited about this. Kenny Breedlove is being very, very generous with this. Most of the time you don't get the alcohol included, or maybe it's only 20%. So we feel like we've kind of hit pay dirt here.
So, okay, and I've got some vouchers here that doesn't mean you get anything off, but if you present them, then Riverfront Playhouse gets 25%.
They get the credit,
So where's the, you know, so Riverfront, of course, is trying to build their new.
Exactly. This goes to the Capitol campaign. Well, we're, let's see, we're at the city with our permit, and that's pretty much, can't move forward without that yet, so.
How long has it been there?
Been there now, I think about 3 weeks.
Wow. How much is the permit costing?
I have no idea. I'm not on that committee.
Okay.
So you're asking the wrong person.
Well, I was just wondering how much it was.
I have no clue.
Did the money to buy the spot down there, a tire company or something?
Carl's Tire Company used to be there, yeah.
Okay.
And that was a kind of in-kind from the city.
An in-kind. So what, I guess I don't understand that. In-kind, is that?
In-kind is because when we had the redevelopment committee going, which we don't have anymore, right, that was part of that program.
Okay, so that money then was used for that to buy the, and
exactly.
Then, okay. Yeah. And so now what y'all are collecting is the,
we need to put some walls up.
To put a building there. How about just maybe, you know what I see is, I see these, like these big steel buildings that they can put up for almost nothing.
Yeah, well,
why don't you just throw a big steel building there and just, you know, and then just go from there.
That's part of this project. So,
okay.
Yeah. Believe me, we've been there.
Riverfront.
So, you know, I think what's going to be neat about this too, we're having a raffle, and that'll go off sometimes around 8 or 9 o'clock at night at O'Leary's. And we've got about 12 or 14 different prizes that we're going to be raffling off. So we're selling raffle tickets also. They're $3 for $5. And I think the rest of it's written on there. I forget what the next price is. But we've just got all kinds of nice things coming.
Well, there is okay, so now this is from November 13th.
Wednesday.
You head on down to Shameless O'Leary's. Is that right?
Yes.
And you can do Market Street Steakhouse or Shameless O'Leary's.
Those are gift certificates that he's giving out. Those are, you have to go to Shameless.
Okay. All right. And then, from there you go to, and then you just go in, you give them a certificate, or you don't even have to have a certificate. You just say, hey, I want the 25% to go.
We'll have certificates there if you didn't get one.
There you
yes.
Go. Yeah. 25% of everything you buy there,
exactly.
Whether it's a beer,
That's right.
Burger, or much, much more will go to the Riverfront Playhouse to continue the campaign.
Yes.
To put the walls up. Okay. What else is going on, Barbara? You're pretty much in touch.
Well, we have our play starting at Riverfront, too. The Christmas play is starting. I think it's the 16th. The weekend after Shameless.
A Christmas Story?
Yes.
That's it. Gene Shepherd's A Christmas Story, one of my favorite stories.
Me too.
Where the young boy is totally
the BB gun.
You were told you're going to put your eye out with a BB gun.
That's right. That's a great
play. This thing's been around a long time.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
They've got a great cast and everything. It's going to be good.
The school bully. The boys experiment when you put a wet tongue on a cold lamppost.
Yep.
Have you ever done that, Bad Mom?
I cannot confess that I have done such a thing.
But, really?
Some great lines from that film just come to mind. Rat Gile must be Italian.
And his father won a lamp shaped like a woman's leg in a knit stocking. I tell you what,
it's going to be a good play.
I tell you what, the movie I saw was outstanding, and the people you've got in this is going to be great. And it starts November the 16th,
right?
Goes
it's on
to
weekends,
December the 14th, right?
Weekends only.
You can get tickets from the Cascade Theater
or online
from the Cascade Theater.
Yeah,
and it's out there on Cypress Avenue. Don't do like I did one day. I kept looking at the sign early on when I was here, and they said Riverfront Playhouse.
Uh-huh.
I just wandered on down there and looked, and there was no playhouse there. There was just a bare lot. You know, maybe things like that and garbage being collected on November 11th and the fact that, you know.
You're having a tough day.
If I've got more than two passwords to get into things, I'm lost. So if anybody breaks the code on my one password I've got on 30 things, they always warn you against that. Oh, here's different ones. No.
Yeah. I'm lucky to remember one.
I'm lucky to remember one. That's right.
Exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
Somebody said something. Bob's over there rolling around on himself. What?
Jay called in to make the point that nowadays Ralphie would have been taken from his parents, put on Ritalin, and had the BB gun confiscated immediately.
Exactly. It is against the law to shoot a BB gun in Reading. Did
in
you know
city,
that?
Yeah.
In the city limits. Another great thing. You can grow marijuana, a federally opposed drug of choice, but you cannot shoot a BB gun.
It's amazing. Some of these rules and laws are just getting carried away.
Thanks a lot, Barbara.
Thank you very much for having me. I'm sorry Dan Kupski was supposed to join me this morning, but he's in Alturas babysitting his grandchildren, and he couldn't get down till today.
Well, it's probably because the pass is closed at this point. And there's 39 here. It's got to be like 29 up there.
Yeah, it's cold.
All right. Hey, when I come back here, we're going to talk transgender laws, veterans, editorial in the paper today about Veterans Day with fewer veterans. And it's absolutely true. But there's parts of the editorial I'd like to talk about too. But we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460. If you're talking about it, we talk about it.
This is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing, and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great-tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656 or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Dr. Russo, and my wife, Alexandra. Join us as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. I am a doctor for your health. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. I believe your health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of your life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
America, America, make God thy gold refine.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, and he'll be in here in a little while. This portion of the show brought to you by Reading Crown Motors. What can I say? Your neighbor's making great deals for new or previously owned car, structure, SUVs. Their service department is just absolutely outstanding. Check them out at 555 Cypress Avenue, right downtown. You can't miss them. Or give them a call, 223-2177. Reading Crown Motors. Really, really good people down there. Let's go to the phones. Patrick Jones, City Council, Vice Mayor of Reading.
Good morning, Carl.
I'd like to issue a complaint to the Vice Mayor.
Yes, sir.
That you all are collecting garbage today on Veterans Day when you shouldn't. And I watched the truck go by this morning waving at it as it went through.
Well, that's a good complaint. I will check into it.
I guess this isn't a holiday for you guys.
Well, it is for most of us, so I will check into that.
Nah, it's okay. My first hint should have been all the other garbage cans that were out. Hey, you called in today. We talked a little bit about it last night at the Marine Corps Ball.
Yeah, you know, we had, a pretty nasty editorial about the old police facility here in Reading that will be vacated as they build a new facility next to and in City Hall. And making that available, I suggested that we might make that available to the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. And, you know, the building is got some issues with the roof and some other issues, and it has really very little value to the city. And the Veterans Museum, with a lot of hard work, could make that into a very good museum right in the heart of our city. And, of course, the editorial has to come out and essentially put down not only our veterans, but the process, which I think is pretty shameful again. And, you know, and I guess I blame Bruce Ross once again for not thinking about our veterans. It's okay to spend millions, and I'm talking millions of dollars, on things like Turtle Bay and the museum there, but to dedicate an old building to our veterans, apparently for the newspaper, that's unacceptable.
There's how much money was spent over at Turtle Bay by the city? It was somebody said it was over $100 million?
Quite a few years we would give a cash allotment of $750,000 each year, cash, taxpayers' money, year after year, and eventually that allotment went down. But they've also got other subsidies as well and other monies from the public in the form of grants and things like that. So it would take a bit of analysis to find out just how many millions, tens of millions, would go in there. And, you know, one can't fault someone for asking for something, and they do a lot of good things at Turtle Bay. But here, when the veterans ask for an old building that we no longer need, the paper wants to say that's shameful. And I say that's shameful to Bruce Ross and to the Record Searchlight for denying our veterans a building that they would be able to make very useful but has very little value. And is very disappointed once again in the paper. And once again, I call for Bruce Ross to leave. It's time for him to leave. I don't think he represents the views of people here in this area, especially to our veterans.
Well, what's the argument about against giving the building? You're not giving it to you're leasing it out to them. They then take it and they have to rehab the building completely.
Correct.
The museum does.
Right, so we're not giving it away to them. It still is going to be owned by the public. It will be a lease, just like what we do with the rodeo grounds and other things. And to give you a good idea with the Riverfront Playhouse, we spent over $500,000 to buy the old Carl's Tire store downtown for them. And so we have a history of spending some money on some worthwhile projects. But here, when it comes to veterans, apparently the paper doesn't think that's okay. And it's really deplorable, and I call on people to speak out against this. That this is a very good thing for our veterans. It tells the stories. It keeps those stories alive. It remembers what they did for us, so that we can live our normal lives.
It's a tremendous amount of memorabilia and history that's been gathered by Rob Burrows and the people out at the Northern California Veterans Museum. It's a place for it to be downtown would be outstanding. The argument I heard, of course, was that they could sell the land that property land, not the property, because it's, you know, frankly, the police still living there or still working in there is because they're good guys and they understand what's happening. They want to sell that property to help pay for the police station was the argument I heard. But
demolisher, I mean, the building has some value, but as we know, the condition of the building, it will only bring X amount. And also keep in mind that if they receive this building, it would be in lieu of the 17 acres that has been dedicated to them at the Reading Municipal Airport, which has equal or greater value. And so,
and that belongs to the city of Reading too, then, right?
Pardon?
That belongs to the city of Reading too.
That always will be.
Okay, so what they're doing is giving up the 17 acres that was deeded over to them, or set aside for their use. So now the city can sell that then.
Well, or use it,
or use it for something,
other issues, other things at the airport. But you know, again, this is a very. We're not putting out any cash here on this issue. It's a building that has reached its useful life for a police facility, and in fact, long ago. And, you know, in the newspaper had complained that I didn't support the current facility. I have worked hard for many years to try to find retrofitting buildings throughout town and that were very good and would have come in well within budget and something that we could afford. This whole process that we're moving forward with the current new facility ultimately is going to cost the residents and taxpayers of Reading and ratepayers of Reading approximately $20 million. And we cannot afford it right now. They move ahead with it anyways. And I just ask people to look at the facts, and they might want to call the paper and tell them, hey, you know, we need to support our veterans. This is a no-brainer. This is a building that we no longer need. There is a veterans museum in town that is in need of a building, and it's time to get this thing done.
Well, I also understand is that on the 19th, isn't there going to be a meeting at the city hall and to discuss this with a vote?
Yeah, there should be a vote on the 19th, and of course that's at city hall, and that'll start at 6 o'clock. We encourage people to come out, and you know, they can use the public comment period, but if it's agendized, which I believe it will be, I haven't seen our staff report, has not come out yet, but if it's agendized, you can speak to the matter when it comes up.
And if you want to talk to, I guess what you're saying is for the listeners to call, Bruce?
I think,
or just the paper?
You know, give them a call and let them know you think their comments are unacceptable and their ideas towards veterans are unacceptable. And, you know, here it is, Veterans Day, a day where we give thanks for all that they've done so that we can do all the things that we do. And they come out the day before with a negative editorial about allocating an old building for a Veterans Museum. Unbelievable, really.
Okay. We've got other people on the phone. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come to them. Thank you very much, Patrick, for your comments. All right, we're going to take a break. We got Chris McCandless on the other line, and we'll come back to him as soon as we get back from our spots here. We'll be right back.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Mary's Big Family Meal is back.
Bigger and better than ever.
Get a large Mary's salad, plus your choice of a large pizza with two traditional toppings. Or spaghetti and three giant Mary's meatballs with either marinara, pesto, or meat sauce.
Big enough to feed even the hungriest family. But for a small price, only $25.
Feels like we need someone smaller to say the price. Introducing Charlie.
Get Mary's Big Family Meal for a small price. Only $25.
Thanks, Charlie.
Can I take my Mary's Big Family Meal to go? On a unicorn?
Hold on tight.
Giddy up.
She's a good unicorn rider.
Woohoo!
Original recipes. Original Shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
It's a North State holiday tradition, the annual Reading Republican Women Federated Elegance of Christmas Tea, with the theme A Star-Spangled Event, Sunday, December 8th at Wind River Resort and Casino beginning at noon. Sponsor a table or purchase individual tickets by calling 243-3724. That's 243-3724. Wear your holiday finery and enjoy a fashion show, music by the Lou White Band, and giveaways galore. Again, that's noon Sunday, December 8th at Wind River Resort and Casino for Elegance of Christmas Tea.
Hi, this is Michael from Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center. Now is your chance to get the performance and quality of a Rakar vacuum for as little as $199. But don't be fooled. These powerful vacuums do much more than save you money. A Rakar vacuum easily removes the deep down dirt that causes your carpet to wear prematurely. And with their quality construction, Rakar is good for the environment. Many of your neighbors will have added two or three vacuums to the landfill while your Rakar is still working hard. Hurry into Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center, located at 2736 Spicelli Lane in Reading.
I'm Jake Ryan. I'm with the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year. The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to out in Corning. I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh yeah, I heard it on the internet. Without question, it's going to be the first element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, be more than happy to answer any questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at jake@thepreparedpatriot.com. You know, the funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I like that Air Force song. Would it fly up in flame, go down in flame? What is this?
That's where our veteran service
there officer. There you go. Veteran Service Bob Dunlap doing a great job. A salute to Bob Dunlap and all of our veterans today. It's Veterans Day, of course. 39 degrees out there. We got about 5 minutes to the hour. And let's just go to the phones. I'll just drop that little thing there. Chris, good morning. You have something to say.
Yeah, I sure do. You know, people don't understand that, you know, Francine Sullivan said last week on the radio when she was out there allocating to get funds for the bus ride for the veterans, which is wonderful. And she was saying how she grew up with a World War One father and, you know, that they were totally 100% veterans in her town and stuff. And then she made a statement saying that, you know, but we're going to take care of the veterans that are alive. You know, she said that the veterans cemetery is good and the museum, but she doesn't understand that, you know, I've got World War II veterans that are friends of mine in town that have stuff in the museum that we're taking their great-grandchildren in there. I've got kids that are from Afghanistan that were taking their kids in there. And people don't understand that if that veterans museum's in town, you look at the old dilapidated building, what Senior Chief Burroughs did to that. It was wonderful, and it was garbage when we went in there. We can do this on our own. We can get our own funds to take care of this without a problem. I don't have a problem with, I really feel that in the middle of town, you're going to have a museum that is surrounded by all these wonderful places, Riverfront Playhouse, the movie theater, and everything's, it's all a central point. And let me tell you, if you go down to Turtle Bay, do you see a picture of Chad Reglan on the wall down there to honor him for our freedom, for what he did in sacrificing the ultimate sacrifice? You don't see a picture of him down there. You will not see it in the Riverfront Playhouse. You won't see it anywhere. The only place you're going to see this at is at the Veterans Museum. People need to stop and think. You go down to San Francisco, you take a trolley, and you go around to all the places in town down there, and it's wonderful. You go down there and have a great visit. Why not make Reading that? Why not be able to sit there and have trolleys going around, have buggies going around town, and make Reading? Everybody says about the town of Reading in the old town that they wanted to build it up. You got Gorilla Bites down there. You got the Vintage. You got all those places down there. We could absolutely explode their business and bring more revenue in this town, and people need to think about that. It's not going to come out of anybody's pocket but the museums after we get done, and we're going to get the fundraisers because people care.
Well, you know, here's what I think, Chris, is that I think people need to go down on the 19th to the City Hall and let them know how they feel. Because maybe it's a little bit, maybe the money they can get for selling off that piece of land after somebody, you know, completely rips it apart is one thing. But being able to have a place for veterans and have that Veterans Museum down here, I think is very important. And it's not, there are precedents set. There are precedents set for this. Hey, anyway, we got to run. Thanks, Chris, for the phone call.
All right. Well, God bless you guys out there. And they can probably take the airport, take that other money that they're going to allocate, and they can use that.
Yeah, they can. 17 acres out there. I think it's something that the veterans ought to take a look at. I think something the public ought to take a look at. $600,000 riverfront. And they have given, you know, no matter what you say, there has been a lot of money given to, in some kind of deal with Turtle Bay. And right now negotiations for another piece of land. Anyway, hey, when we come back after the news, we have some veterans here, and we're going to be talking Veterans Day and what's happening. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR, 1460. I can't say enough about today and our chance to salute the veterans. Take this opportunity to say thank you.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. SRN News military affairs analyst Colonel Robert McGinnis says the nature of the threats against the U.S. are changing every day, and on this Veterans Day, McGinnis says, the nation must remember and thank its veterans for their nonstop efforts to protect Americans.
We have violent extremists that, you know, are in our own country, and of course we face down in places like Afghanistan or Africa or even here in the Pacific.
And McGinnis is a retired Army Lieutenant Colonel speaking from Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. A smartphone application, meanwhile, is helping those visiting the Washington, D.C. area this year to pay a visit to the World War II Memorial this Veterans Day.
The first-of-its-kind app that explores the memorial, details the history behind its creation, honors the fallen, and provides a timeline of the war. There are stories of heroism and service broken down by branch of the military, theater served in, or home, state, or territory. And there's a searchable database of 176,000 war casualties. The app is the first memorial-specific app from the Trust for the National Mall. It's available from both iTunes and Google Play. Wally Hines, SRN News, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, the Philippine military says it has confirmed 942 people have died in the aftermath of Typhoon Haiyan. Jana Suina of the American Red Cross says the agency has sent an assessment team to help the Philippines Red Cross assess all the damage.
Assessment is incredibly difficult right now because of down communication lines, because of blocked infrastructure, you know, airports that have been damaged. Getting people into those areas is tough.
A military spokeswoman, meanwhile, says that 275 people have been confirmed missing from the storm, one of the strongest on record. Officials believe that the death toll may, in fact, exceed 10,000. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average doing well in early trading. It's up about 20 points, and this is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
I need to control internet usage in my office.
Do you want to pay a fee for every user?
No.
Do you want to pay extra to protect remote users?
No.
How about a product that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Web Filter. Content filtering, application control, and malware protection with no per-user fees. Available as a hardware appliance, virtual appliance, or as a cloud service. And live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Web Filter free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
Tight economies around the world have not slowed down students who are crossing international borders in record numbers to pursue their study.
Hundreds of thousands of Chinese students have helped push the number of students from other countries studying in the U.S. to all-time highs. Similarly, more U.S. students than ever are studying abroad, even though the raw number is lower, and they tend to do much shorter stints than students coming to America. The Institute of International Education says foreign students contribute about $24 billion annually to the U.S. economy.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. The findings are in an analysis being released that was conducted by the Institute, which worked with the State Department. An ABC News correspondent says an on-air mammogram she had last month may have saved her life. Amy Robach says she has breast cancer, and she's going to have an operation as a result. She had been asked by producers of Good Morning America to have the mammogram for a story because she's 40 years old, the age when women are encouraged to get that checkup. This is SRN News. U.S. gasoline prices continue to fall, dropping on average 15 cents a gallon over the past 3 weeks. Analyst Toby Lundberg says drivers are shelling out the most for gas in the Bay Area.
On November 8, the high in this panel was 367 in San Francisco, and the low was 282 in Tulsa.
Industry analyst Toby Lundberg, she says the average price for regular nationwide now, 322 a gallon. A Russian space capsule carrying the Sochi Olympic torch and three astronauts has returned to Earth from the International Space Station. NASA commentator Rob Navy.
Pyotr Yurchikhin, Karen Nyberg, and Luca Parmitano are home after 166 days in space. The Olympic torch is home after a four-day journey.
The unlit Olympic torch had been brought to the International Space Station Thursday with three new crew members arriving. Two Russian crew members took it on a spacewalk outside the station over the weekend. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Veterans Day, November 11th. It's 8:05 in the morning. 39 degrees out there. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR 1460 with our chat room. Chat room's loaded up today. People are excited about a number of different things. And I tell you what we're going to do. Let's start off with our Wells Fargo advisor, Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 12 points this morning at 15,774. The S&P 500 is positive 1 at 1771. And the NASDAQ is negative 13 at 3,905. Active stocks this morning include Facebook, which is down 77 cents at 46.76. And Bank of America up 8 cents at $14.40. Stocks of local interest, Bank of Commerce is up 7 cents at $5.76, and Pepsi is down 17 cents at $85.68. Turning to the bond market, you'll be advised that that is closed today. In the commodity markets, gold is trading down $2.80 at $1,281.80. Silver is up 3 cents at $21.35. And crude oil is up 60 cents at $95.20. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Kathy, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on 705, 805, and 905 in the morning here. So we can find out what's going on in Wall Street. So you get the first reports there. If you have any questions, give them a call at 243-756. I can't say enough about our friends down at the Wells Fargo Advisors. Offices down at Park Marina Drive. Again, phone number 243-7561. Let's go to Elizabeth. We have something happening tonight.
We do. Good morning.
Happy Good morning.
Veterans Day.
Hey, well, thank you very much. And you know what? I've got Rick Boatwright's here with me, too, from Simplify. And
well, thank you all for your service.
Oh, well, let me hang on a second.
Oh, boy.
I just, okay, put on your headset there, because you're being thanked for your service. Well, thank you very much, Elizabeth. I know that y'all are very supportive of the veterans.
Yeah, we absolutely are. And tonight at the Reading Tea Party at 5 o'clock at 2570 South Bonneview Road at the Destiny Fellowship Church, we will begin our normal Monday evening meeting with a rally. We'll be standing along the sidewalk in front of the Destiny Fellowship Church at South Bonneview Road, and it's a great traffic area, and we'll have signs and flags and lots of patriotism to thank all of our veterans who have served our country. And then after that, we are going to have a potluck. We've got some ladies that are going to be making several different kinds of homemade soups, so if you want to come out and join us, bring a side dish and great camaraderie, and it's a great way to spend Veterans Day.
Okay.
Thanking each other.
I think so, too.
And I know you do a lot in the community as well, Carl. I just want to say thank you for that very much.
Well, thank you for everything you all do, too. I mean, everybody, you know, it's easy to you know, put a paintbrush on people. Oh, they do this, or they do that. Not, you know, but
It's
you see a lot of the same people are out there active, you know, when I say active, it's helping the community.
Right.
Helping
right.
the community do a lot of different things, raising money, you know, being there and helping good events and things like this. I mean, it's, and some people poo-poo it and they don't understand that, community goes forward by the people in it.
That's right. And, we are the land of the free because of the brave.
Well, thank you very much there.
All right. Have a great day.
All right.
Thanks, Carl. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, what's the weather look like today there, Bad Bob?
Well, see, sunny today, a high near 75. We got a little bit of clouds moving in and then maybe some showers after 10 p.m. Low will be about 42. 40% chance of showers before 10 a.m. tomorrow, then mostly cloudy. Then it'll turn sunny and get high near 70. And Tuesday night will be around 49. Currently in Reading, we are at 41 degrees. And this report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, and they, you can dial them up at 365-3793.
Great people to get to know. Discounts for veterans and seniors there at Shasta Gas Propane. You know what? After the, I've got Rick Boatwright here, and we were at the Marine Corps Ball last night. We're going to talk about that a little bit with Rick because he has the Semper Fi too. Is that, that's correct, isn't it? The,
yes, sir.
And you know what, Rick? We've known each other a long time. Okay. You can, hey, Carl, something like that. Anyway, but I'm coming back from the ball. We've been shooting all weekend long. Then we had the ball last night. So when you go to bed, you kind of like, and then I have to get up at 5 the next morning, and it was later when we got there. So I hopped onto my Sleep Number mattress, hit 35, learned, you know, kind of that sideways. Linda hit 40. Elk Killer couldn't figure out which way she wanted to go on the mattress, so she's kind of laying in the middle. And I can't tell you, I went right to sleep and woke up 5 hours later ready to come to work. I was perky. And how could I do that? Because we have a Sleep Number bed, which features a dual air technology. It is absolutely, absolutely a better way to sleep. How many hours a day do you sleep? How many days, how many hours a day do you spend in bed? 8, 9 hours? I mean, if you count not just sleeping, but if you sit down or you're kind of reading or something like that, you want to have something that's comfortable. And I tell you what, the Sleep Number bed with the dual air technology is the way to do it. Firmer mattress, softer surface, whatever. You can dial it up. 100. I have it right at the top when I'm sitting there, I'm reading. If I'm getting ready to go to bed, boom, 35. Now, you, right now, over Veterans Day and today, at a Sleep Number store down in the Target Shopping Center, you can save $400 on a Queen C4 mattress. Plus, get 36-month financing of purchases of $1,999 or more. It ends today, my friends. Ends today. That's a good deal. You can get yourself a Sleep Number bed, and you will love it. So head on down there to the Target Shopping Center. Take a look over to the left. You're driving in there, and you'll see it in next to the Vitamin Shop, our Sleep Number store. They are great people down there. They know exactly what they're doing. Sleep Number. All right. My guest, like I said, was Rick Boatwright, and we're going to be talking to him in just a second because there's a couple other questions I want to talk about. I included the editorial, which I was looking at today. It was a nice editorial. It thanked our veterans, but there was a couple things in it that I wanted to discuss with Rick and plus talk about what he does with his organization. So we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's Veterans Day. Hug a veteran.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Acorns are on the ground, and we're stocked up on kerosene. Whether you need 1 gallon or 500 gallons, give us a call. We'll take care of you. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. For all the portable heaters, we have clear mineral spirits in your containers or ours. For the woodcutters, we have ethanol-free 93, bar oil, and two-cycle mix. Turkey Day is just around the corner, so fill them propane bottles. Don't run out with the bird in the cooker. If you're thinking of a new kerosene or on-demand water heater, come on by and take a look. We have plenty to pick from and ready to go for Christmas. Remember, we do take trade-ins. Northern Lights Energy, where customers are first priority. Corning, Weaverville, and Reading. 241-2196. Thanks a lot for supporting small business.
Northern Lights Energy.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for 3 generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Hey, it's Rachel Lane with KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to join us Sundays at 4 for The Kitchen Sink. It's a show about everything and the kitchen sink. We'll be discussing everything from parenting to science, arts, culture, music, and we'll be highlighting some very important community members right here Sundays at 4 o'clock. Please join us every Sunday, 4 to 5, right here on 1460 AM and KCNR1460.com. It's The Kitchen Sink with me, Rachel Lane, on Free Fire Radio.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl in the bot. It's Veterans Day. Yeah, hoorah. Good morning, my friends. Thank a veteran today. You don't have to go up and hug them. They'll probably, might have to go into, protect themselves at all times, unless, of course, depending on the situation. Let's go to the phones. Daniel, thank you for your service, Daniel.
Thank you for your service, my brother.
You know what? You know, they talk about band of brothers. Those who have shed their blood with me shall forever be my brother.
I wanted to put a little rumor to rest.
Uh-oh.
You know, there's a lot of people out there, you know, my particular branch of the service is the United States Coast Guard. There's a lot of people say, well, that's not military. Yeah. And admittedly, we're not part of the DOD, but we are one of the armed forces, even though most of the time they just give us pea shooters and rubber band guns.
Well, you guys, I tell you what, I've seen you guys out there in action before. I mean, you are taking on the drug runners and all that. You patrol the coast over there in the Iraq. I know that Trevor Denham, I saw him yesterday, is a fine member of our police department, but he spent time down in Guantanamo Bay, and he spent time over in the Gulf over there in the Middle East. You guys are out there.
We were in Vietnam and Guadalcanal and all those good places, you know. But one of the things that the Marine Corps and the Coast Guard really have that's a real strong commonality is we seem to be the ones that do the most with the least, because generally they underfund us and we still find ways to do it.
Well, you know what? They're underfunding us right now. They're destroying the fabric of our military. And for people not to notice this, they're crazy. And to use as an example is that sequestration is causing things like tuition assistance to disappear, talking about taking away the benefits of the families and all this, and then they're cutting more out of it. Well, frankly, it's a way to destroy our military is what I believe, and I think it's an insidious way of doing it, and that why our representatives aren't fighting that. To talk about the cost of war from people who have never even seen a helmet except on TV.
Well,
talking about the cost of war, they have no concept.
Mr. Hagel has put it up that he would really like to go ahead and start reducing the pay and allowances, you know.
Well, you know, why don't you do that? And here's the other thing. When you get political appointees like that, Hagel was a Vietnam veteran, but he's also a political appointee. And what they're talking about, they need to listen to what the chief of staff of the Army says. You continue these cuts, we will not be able to fight more than one war at a time. And you think, oh, one war. No, you won't be able to deploy to more than one area at a time. And frankly, I don't think people realize that. And I'm going to talk about what Bruce wrote. Bruce's first part was absolutely right, you know, that we're dwindling in our number of veterans. But to say is that, you know, and then comment about, well, cutting back, well, gosh, if it cuts back, we've always been able to react and win, and uses World War II as an example. Excuse me. It went to a universal draft. We already had the capabilities of building things, which are no longer with us, like building tanks, submarines, boats, ships, guns, machine guns, mortars. We had that capability and went to a universal draft, which is gone. If you're not prepared to fight a war, you're going to end up in a Korea, where we sent out thousands of young men to be slaughtered because they weren't trained. So to say is that, we can always react to this. Does this mean that Bruce Ross is advocating the return of the draft? Is that what it is? Because if you're going by volunteers, and right now they're cutting pay, allowances, and everything else to force them out, the only way you're going to be able to build up quickly is through a draft. Now,
I couldn't have said that any better.
Well, I just was just kind of looking at it this morning.
Well, one more quick question. I'll get
okay.
out of your hair here.
All right.
Did you like that little gift I dropped by for you?
I did. I'm already playing with it. I've got things set up. I cleared my desk and I've got things set up all over my desk. Daniel brought me a bunch of action figures. So, we're in there.
That scene from Private Benjamin comes to mind.
You know what? I'm sitting there with the 50 cal machine gun and all my little guys around there. And men, you know, my men and women out there. So, I don't know. There may not be women, and that's something else I want to talk about. Anyway, Daniel, thanks a lot. That's right. Get me all started here on Veterans Day.
All right, be well.
All right, we're going to take a break, and I'm going to come back with Rick Boatwright. He's been sitting here patiently. All right, we'll be right back.
Off to the football game for some tailgating? Better pack your cooler with Jersey Mike's subs, because nothing tackles your appetite like Jersey Mike's. Quality meats and cheese sliced right in front of you and piled high on fresh bread that's baked daily right in our own stores. Authentic Jersey subs made the way they're supposed to be with the highest quality ingredients. And if you're watching the game at home with friends, our catering trays are the perfect halftime treat. Order in advance and we'll have them ready to go when you are, along with the chips and soda. Jersey Mike's catering trays are packed full with your favorite subs, cut into convenient serving portions and ready to enjoy. No fuss, just fun. Choose from our wide variety of favorites or have yours custom made exactly the way you want it. Our turkey breast is 99% fat-free, and our certified Angus roast beef is cooked to perfection right in our stores. One taste and you'll be hooked. For the Jersey Mike's menu and location nearest you, visit jerseymikes.com.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. Three times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have three different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short, but there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
There's no great secret to selling cars. You just give people what they want. A fair price, excellent service, and treat them with respect. Don Boss was quoted a price on a Nissan Murano from a Sacramento dealer, and Crown met the price. Don says, "I got a beautiful Nissan at the price I wanted and was treated well. When it comes to customer service, I give Crown a 10. It doesn't get any better than that. Thanks, Don. Come see us today or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Ladies, would you like to learn the basics of using your pistol for personal protection in a stress-free private environment with other shooters who are of the same skill level and attitude? NorCal Firearms Instruction has your solution. Our very popular ladies-only class is scheduled twice this fall at Sportsman's Warehouse and the Redding Gun Club. You can use one of our firearms and we can supply the cartridges. All you need is a good attitude and a willingness to learn. Contact us today at 999-1822 or on the web at norcalfi.com. This is Ted Lighty and I'll see you at the range.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. If you're talking about it, we talk about it. Let's go to the weather.
Well, good morning. It's going to be a mostly sunny day with temperatures around 76. Chance of showers tonight with temperatures around 51. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Currently 41 degrees in the downtown studios. It's going to be a beautiful day to see you out at the IGO cemetery where we get to pay our respects.
That's right. We have Rick Boatwright here. Rick, good morning there, Sergeant.
Good morning.
Rick Boatwright is a Marine, former Marine. Is a Marine, always. Semper Fi, too. Tell us what that is. Because people see you, but I don't think they understand.
I
Just a little bit of history before that. My first dealings with any of this was the Joshua Munns funeral. I went to pay respects, and it became apparent the need to do this stuff. You know, that funeral services, people kind of push them off and don't really deal with them on a one-to-one basis. But anyway, we went to the Munns funeral, and I met the league, the Marine Corps League from Red Bluff. And they invited me down. It was a camaraderie thing. And I got down there, and the first thing they did on the first day was hand me a rifle and tell me I was going to be on an honor guard, which I had no desire, no knowledge, no real, you know, background. Yeah. And after drilling with them and getting involved and doing a couple funerals, I got hooked. And that it's the issue of giving back. You'll find a lot of people that have been in the service when the service ends, the desire to continue giving doesn't end. And the people that I work with in these honor guards, that's what they do. They want to keep giving. And this is a great opportunity to do that. So anyway, from the Marine Corps League, we wanted to kick it up another notch above that, and it came to our attention that there was an organization in Southern California called Semper Fi No. 1 who had actually followed basically the same path we did. Someone attended the funeral, saw that the honors weren't up to snuff or up to what they felt they should be. So they started an organization of volunteers to go and provide honors for deceased vets.
And when we talk about honors here, we're talking about a color guard.
Honor guard. The honor guard typically will provide the elements of a funeral service, which a funeral consists of folding of a flag, rifle volleys, and the playing of taps. And if you're a retiree or an officer, when you pass, you're automatically entitled to those three elements by law. But for the average enlisted person that may have done a two-year tour, you're entitled to a flag and taps. You're not necessarily entitled to volleys. So these are added elements, part of a funeral that we call a funeral, but they're not required by law to be done. So if you go to the cemetery, the Army element or the Marine Corps element or whoever is going to perform the service is required to give you, they fold a flag, they pass the flag, and they play taps. That's the end of the service. For our veteran service organizations, American Legion, VFW, and Semper Fi too, we felt that everybody was entitled to the same service within our limits, what we're able to perform. So we go to perform taps, or we'll play taps when required, and we'll do rifle volleys, which again, completes the three legs of the service. Semper Fi did this. They've now become an organization of over 120 members. They have full-time bagpipers. They have basically every element you could ask for in an honor guard. We're struggling by with five, and that's on a good day. And what we hope to do is recruit so that we can cover more services. As it is now, if somebody's working or someone's sick, we can't cover what we want. We cannot begin to cover the number of services we're asked to do. So that's kind of a pain for all of us. We would like never to have to turn down a request for a service. Now, the other function we perform is a color guard, which is independent of the funeral services. And five or six times a year, we're going to be asked to do colors for some veterans event. And that is pure joy. I mean, of everything we do, that to carry the flag and to people salute that flag, it becomes a big deal. And from my first time of doing it, this is going to sound funny, but we walked into a room of 300 people all chattering and making racket. And when that flag appeared, everybody shut up. And that was the most beautiful silence you've ever heard.
You do just a fabulous job, you and Semper Fi too. I can't say enough about Rick and the people that he's organized to do this. Last night, the Marine Corps Ball, it was the epitome of it. I have never seen, as good as you all are, I have never seen it better. The way it was operating, and the pipers were there. I mean, we're talking the pipes, the drums, and then the trumpet playing taps. It was absolutely fabulous. The snap and pop when you presented arms. Bang. They were just like together. It was perfect.
Colonel, not to argue.
Don't argue with me about that. Don't argue with me about that.
We are never perfect.
You and well, I tell you what, except that you're just like Linda. Oh, I mean, she sang the national anthem last night. Was it great?
Yes.
It was great, yes. Right? I said, honey, it was great. Well, you know, I could have. No.
Well, thank
just
you.
Accept it. Both of you just moment. Accept the fact that you were both showstoppers last night. So, you know, if anything else happened, then I didn't notice it. And, you know, what the hell do I know after only 30 plus years in the Marine Corps? So, and the other thing is, Colonel Sergeant, all right? So just accept this one today, all right? Argue with me later. I've got to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And
No. You go ahead. You know me. I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good.
It's me down here. You're draining.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusty wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us, wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
Hey, football fans, Nate Abarea here. It's that time of the year. The helmets are strapped, the lights are on, and high school football is back on your radio. We'll be bringing you local gridiron action all season long with live game broadcasts from all around the North State. It's Friday Night Football right here on KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County and Redding's new home for high school football.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, my friends. It is, of course, Veterans Day, and a lot of stuff going on today. But this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. True, true lovers of America and supporters of veterans. All veterans get discounts down at Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. You know, I can't say enough about them, how they support our community. D.C., came by the other day when we were collecting money for Robert to give passes to our to veterans that were in need. Dropped off a huge check, and I can't say enough about that. He did it, and he didn't want no. Don't tell anybody. Well, I am telling people. So take that, DC. So carve your initials on the back of my head next time. Man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. Go on down, visit them. Great haircuts. I can't talk enough about it. Discounts for veterans. Discounts for seniors. Right off Athens Avenue. Okay, Rick Boatwright, Sergeant Rick Boatwright, United States Marine Corps, who heads up the Semper Fi 2 group that does not only the honor guards, but the details out at the cemetery. And and last night was just, you know, he was arguing with me, and I just finally had to pull rank, just say, okay, look, just, it was great, Rick. Now, what time do we, I know you're heading out to the IGO, Northern California Veterans Cemetery here.
The actual moment that's being celebrated is the 11-11-11. We want to be there before that, but I believe it was the armistice.
It was the armistice when they did it in 11-11-11. So you want to be out there probably by like around 10:30 so you can get yourself a seat. There's going to be a lot of people. It's going to be a beautiful day. It'll be a little chilly, so, you know, wrap yourself up. I think there's going to be a flyover. There's going to be a band. There's going to be, I know some speeches going on out there, and they're going to be laying wreaths to each one of the services. It's going to be a good event. So I guess around 10 o'clock today, people should be kind of getting into their cars or on their motorcycles and heading out there.
One of the things I find myself saying a lot to people is, you know, we do these things because the people that show up are our favorite people. And these people they're generations from the Second World War forward. We've become friends with them. I mean, they're family, and their family through common sacrifice and common purpose. And every time we do one of these events, we go and we want to be there to be around those people. That's my primary reason for being there. It's just good people, and everybody deserve your support.
Okay. Well, what else what do y'all got coming up? I saw some new people in your, in your group.
We're working at it. We like to pick up younger people when possible, but what happens is if we get them, if they're too young, they're more in transition coming right out of the Marine Corps, and quite frequently they're here for a brief period and then they move on to jobs and whatever. The issue for us has typically been that the younger guys we like with good knees and good elbows and able to stand and walk, are busy living their lives and family obligations, and it's hard to fit in what we do. The older guys that have more free time, then we get into the realm of ankles and knees and hips and shoulders. So, you know, it's a fine balancing act. On any given service, I don't know who's going to be, you know, limping but it's fun, you know,
How do people get a hold of you? Right.
We have flyers up at the cemetery. I pass cards out in large numbers to everybody I see with a Marine Corps sticker. I've actually been known to chase cars down off the highway, follow them into parking lots that have Marine Corps stickers on the back, and pass cards to them.
Well, if somebody wanted to call you today, how would they do that or get in touch with you?
I can be reached at 243-8439, and the phone will answer with Semper Fi 2, and just leave a message, and we'll try and get back to you.
Okay.
The issue, something that needs to be pointed out, is that we are not the Marine Corps. We can't run this like the Marine Corps. We're a volunteer organization. And one of the primary things that we have to do before anything else happens, it isn't like signing a contract. We have to be able to get along. So when new people come along, we suggest they come drill with us and get to know everybody and understand our function, our purpose, and how we go about doing things. As much as we would like to run it spit and polish like the Marine Corps does, again, we're volunteers, so we can't have the same rigid structure that the Marine Corps is based on. And instead of that, we base it on a common goal. We all want to do the best job we can do. We have an ongoing dispute about what perfect looks like, and we have yet to ever see it. Some people feel that we do okay, but our goal is to improve constantly, and as long as everybody in the group feels that way, then we will have success. I don't want anybody to ever feel like we were as good as we can be, because that doesn't happen. We're just looking for people that would be interested in doing this at different levels. I'm starting to consider putting together some folks who are available on weekends, because there's been some discussion now about encouraging some funeral services off-site from the cemetery. A lot of times people would like to do a memorial service in a park or at home or whatever for a loved one. It isn't actually the funeral per se, because sometimes they'll do those in a church. But quite often people would like to do a service at their home in memory of, and we've done a number of those where we go to somebody's house and we provide honors. And it makes it a little more personal. And a lot of times people are not available during working weekdays to do these family get-togethers. So it's something that to be looked at. The one thing we cannot do in these services is we're not authorized to fold a flag. Flag folding is done by the active duty or the representing unit of the deceased. If the person was Army, then an Army unit will do the flag. If it was Marine Corps, the Marine Corps Reserve unit out of Sacramento comes up. Same thing with Air Force. They all have components that their job is to come and fold a flag for these services. And then what we do is we provide support for that. We'll do the volleys, we'll do the taps if need be. But as of this time, we are not authorized to pass a flag. If they continue to cut budgets like they have been, the day may come when we will be doing flags. But at this time, it's not within our purview. Yeah, purview. Thank you, purview. So we provide as much of it as we can. Anybody needs to get in touch with us, we can also be reached through the California Veterans Cemetery. They have a list of available veteran service organizations which provide honors, and we're on that list. The VFW groups and the American Legion are on there, and the Marine Corps League. We're just one of four different organizations, or actually more than that, counting the different VFWs and American Legions, available to do honors. Frequently, somebody who is in the VFW is going to have the VFW do honors for them. But we tend to get quite a few requests because we try and do a nice job.
You do always do a nice job. It may not be perfect, but it's always memorable, and it always looks so good. And you know what? I think one of the reasons is that there's so much sincerity and caring in what you're doing. This is not something you just do on you never do it superfluously. You do it with honor and commitment. And it is so apparent. Our guest has been Rick Boatwright, Sergeant Rick Boatwright, Semper Fi 2. And you can reach him again through the Northern California Veterans Cemetery at IGO, and also through the phone number, whether it's
243-8439.
And it's a great thing that you do, Sergeant.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives,
maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, this is Michael from Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center. Now is your chance to get the performance and quality of a Rakar vacuum for as little as $199. But don't be fooled. These powerful vacuums do much more than save you money. A Rakar vacuum easily removes the deep down dirt that causes your carpet to wear prematurely. And with their quality construction, Rakar is good for the environment. Many of your neighbors will have added two or three vacuums to the landfill while your Rakar is still working hard. Hurry into Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center, located at 2736 Pichelli Lane in Reading.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, my friends. It is November 11th. It is Veterans Day. Time for you to say thank you to a veteran. You know, the World War II veterans are disappearing on us. They're all, gosh, in their 80s and 90s. The thing about it is that they gave so much. You know, I read editorials and they're about how that generation, and Bruce is right about this, Bruce Ross. He's right, absolutely dead on. We got caught by surprise. Our pants were down. They tried to destroy a carrier fleet at Pearl Harbor. They missed. They got a lot of battleships, but they didn't get the carriers, which eventually is one of the reasons they were defeated. Our country turned from out of a depression, from in a depression, which was destroying the country, of course. And, you know, the people had nothing. And and we turned onto war footing. With factories that can make automobiles, with factories that can make guns, factories that can make airplanes, factories that could build munitions. And then everybody signed up. We had been attacked, plus they had the draft going. And it took a long time. It took years to get up to speed to be able to fight. And that generation did that. That generation put together a war machine from nothing because we had nothing then. Our Army was small, the Marine Corps very small, the Navy small, everything. And what happened was from nothing, they built such a formidable fighting machine that it destroyed not only the Japanese in one theater in the Pacific, it also destroyed the Germans in another theater in Europe. Now, yes, okay, we have allies and all. We can talk about that. How well were our allies doing until we got into the fight? But the bottom line is that once we got into fight, we did. We turned our national will and psyche toward destroying our enemies. And we did. And then we turned at that point with all of this might, all of this economic recovery, and all of these men and women who had served. And we made the right decisions with the GI Bill and the VA loans, which allowed people to go to school, to buy homes. And then we rebuilt the countries that attacked us, who then became our allies, our strong allies, frankly. And people that we helped kind of fell by the wayside. So here we are at this position in our lives, in our country, is that the military is being systematically decimated. It's being gutted. And you won't even notice it for another 3 or 4 years by what's going. Two combat brigades in the Army are considered fully trained. Two combat brigades in the Army. They're going to be taking 35,000 out of the Army, maybe a little bit more. The Marine Corps is losing, I think, 20,000 men and women. The Air Force is standing down groups of aircraft, not just a squadron, but groups. The Navy is going to be the smallest it's been since, what, World War I? You know, this is what we're talking about in sequestration, but then the rest of the money being cut out. But, and to think that we could stand up and then in today where we do not have an ocean on either side of us, which was one of the big things that protected us with those oceans. It's no longer there. The ocean's there, but people can reach us. They can reach us. The Chinese just launched aircraft, their first aircraft carrier. There are, Iranians have submarines. There's submarines, there's rockets, there's things out there that can reach us. And to think that we say, okay, well, we can drill down and we can slow down, but we can always come back up. No, that's not the way it works anymore. You could have done that in 1940, 1939, but now the threat is here. And to take our armed forces and to use affirmative action programs to find leadership, to find ways of giving people a chance when ordinarily they cannot meet those physical standards, is to, if you keep the physical standards the way they are, you've got no complaint. If you lower the physical standards, and I've seen it happen, I have seen it happen, then we've got a bigger problem than we think. Not even for the sense of when you hear editorials of people saying, well, you know what, they keep asking for money, but this is a, gosh, we're at peace. We're not at peace. We're not at peace. Excuse me. How about Afghanistan? We still getting people killed there? Oh, well, I think so. Peace. Peace is relative if you're in a firefight. Low-intensity conflict is not when people are shooting rounds at you. It's high intensity. To think that we can quantify how much it is. How much is a man's life worth or a woman's life worth? When they're laying on the sand with their guts in front of them, how much is that worth? Quantify that one. You can't. What the American people and the American government and everybody should get behind is making sure if you're going to have men and women in the military that they have the best equipment, that they are trained to the highest, that they have the benefits that are due to them, having served while they're serving and after they're out. And if you're not prepared to do that, my friends, then do away with your Army, Navy, Marine Corps. Do away with them then. And then see what happens. Why don't you cut them back down to where they were? Oh, we don't need all these people. Well, why don't you try that and see what happens? See how long it takes till somebody's coming down your street wanting to take your rights away because they don't agree. We'll be right back.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at NOVB.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palisadro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
Extreme Hobbies is your number one source for electric and nitro RC car parts. Their new retail store is now open in the Mission Square Shopping Center on Michelli Lane. With the holidays right around the corner, now's the perfect time to stop by Extreme Hobbies and check out the best selection of RC cars, trucks, and parts. And don't forget about the new quad rotor helicopters, perfect for flying indoors or outside on a sunny Redding day. Give them a call at 355-2520. Extreme Hobbies, where the customer is number one. Back
down. Good morning and welcome back to Casey and our 1460. Currently 45 degrees in the downtown studios. And yes, Carl is going to continue his rant. These papers are shaking over there. Mostly sunny with temperatures around 75 today. Chance of showers tonight. Get ready, 51. This portion of the show and last but not least, Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. We love Alliance Heating and Air. We use them and have them come out to our house regularly for the summer and the winter tune-up. The Alliance Heating and Air serving you just the right temperature. Give them a call at 221-2642. Now, what's...
Well, I'm just, you know, I've ranted enough. Here the thing is be careful what you ask for because you might get it. You know, we got Obamacare. And it's not what you wanted, right? Well, you better start paying attention to what's happening to the military. There's a lot of things happening below the surface of the military. How about this? Six generals relieved in the last month and a half. Six generals or admirals relieved. And that's just generals and admirals. You haven't seen the colonels and lieutenant colonels being relieved. Now.
Term purge comes
down. Yeah, you know what? You can use that except they're not being taken out and shot. But why so many? How come so many under the Obama administration, in the last 4 years especially? Because the last two years, they were promoted, if I can say this, but they were promoted under the Obama administration up to that certain point. There's a lot of questions about that. We're going to have a guest on here in the next couple of weeks as soon as I can get him to come back on here, that's going to talk about that. Talk about some of the reasons that maybe we're losing our generals and colonels and lieutenant colonels. And see, you're just seeing the top of the waves here, my friends. Because why are so many being relieved? You can say, one of them for a some of them, obviously, there's reasons. But some of the reasons are a little strange when they're not given. Some of them are because this one general, because he was using counterfeit poker chips. Well, if that's true, you know what? Believe it or not, you're going to cheat like that. There's something wrong in your makeup that you're a general officer and you're cheating with counterfeit poker chips. I'm not saying they're all wrong, but there's been so many of them for so many reasons. And I think it needs to be looked at. You also got to take a look at the training and the fact we don't have a manned air program at all for the first time since what? There were planes. There's all these things that are happening below the surface. And a lot of people are writing editorials or they're writing, or they're getting on talk shows. They have no concept of what it takes to train somebody. A forced reconnaissance Marine, for example, takes 3 years. 3 years to train him. And it's not her because it's him. To get them there, or to train a lot of these people takes a long time. And then when you do away with the, like a reenlistment bonus, or you just cut them out, you've lost the heart of what makes our country being able to defend itself. Bob?
I'm reminded of the rhetoric coming from certain elements of our political landscape, echoing sort of statements such as peace in our time, made by a certain gentleman who was, Prime Minister of England just prior to World War II, Neville Chamberlain. We have peace in our time.
Yeah, we had peace in our time. You know why? It's because we went in there and kicked a bunch of Nazi ass and also the ones that are... Well, yeah, we did. That's why. That's why you have peace in your time. There is not peace in the world. We have to really be aware of this. Anyway, what I was really trying to say is today is Veterans Day. Thanks to veterans. I salute all veterans. I salute you whether you went to combat or not. It made no difference. You signed your name on the line. You would have gone. You would have given your life for this country. I can't say anything more about people and their willingness to do this. Like 1% of our population, 1% out there defending 99% of the population of this country. They deserve our thanks. They deserve to be recognized. They deserve a shake of the hand or just say thank you for your service. And today you can do that by going up to IGO to the California Veterans Cemetery, be up there at like 10:45 for the ceremony. And see what time we got here. Okay, I've got like a minute left. Okay. I want to read something here I found in the paper today. And I do believe the record searchlight plays such a big part in our society. Freedom. From the tomb of the unknown soldier to the silver-haired crowns of our fathers. From the shores of Tripoli to the Pacific's pearl-green waters, I wish to give a tribute. A four-starred salute today for those who fought so bravely for our freedom and American way. We take our rights for granted, but they were earned in blue-red blood. Encouraged beyond the call of duty in France's cold, wet mud. Beginning with the revolution through the Saudi Arabian sands, men have fought and suffered and died on foreign lands. So salute this veteran and many more to come through blood and guts and glory. Our freedom has been won. And when we talk about the good guys, thank you, veterans.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
It's Veterans Day, and at Arlington National Cemetery,
the wreath is being placed by President Obama.
A solemn ceremony as the wreath is laid at Arlington's Tomb of the Unknown. All across the country, Americans are honoring the sacrifices and service of those who served in the past and those who serve today.
Our veterans have sacrificed, and we've lost, you know, hundreds of thousands of young men and women, and yet many millions, even today, have fought.
SRN News Military Affairs Analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis. Also at SRNnews.com, survivors of the typhoon that may have killed 10,000 people in the Philippines are concerned that relief supplies will not arrive soon enough. Andrea Koppel speaks for the relief.